I need a victory.
Hello.
Hello, Paul. It's David and Keith from the D&K Repost Non-League Show. How are you, sir? How are you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, I've got you back there.
That's all right. So we're just saying, what a fantastic result for you at the weekend.
Yeah, thank you ever so much. Yeah, it was tremendous. It was the third conference side we beat now in this run. So, yeah, we're all very pleased. Mm.
Just talk us through, boys, Keith. Just talk us through a little bit of the game. Obviously, going away to Barnet, you imagine you couldn't have had a tougher draw, could you?
Say that again, sorry.
Sorry, I said just talk us through the game. Obviously, you know, when the draw came out away to Barnet, you mostly couldn't have had a difficult draw, could you?
No, it was the draw each round hasn't been too favourable for us, really. Obviously, Halifax away in the round before that, so yeah, a tough draw. But there's an inner belief with my group of players that they can win games of football, and they're a very good group as well too. So we went down there in good spirits, in fine form. Obviously, I'm sure you know that we're flying in the league. We haven't lost in September, so yeah, we went down there and gave it our best shot, and luckily it was good enough.
I mean, an 85th minute equaliser as well.
Yeah, it was strange, really, because we went one down against the run of play for 73-74 minutes, and even then it might sound a bit strange, but I honestly still thought that we could get back in it. So we tweaked the formation a little bit and made a couple of substitutions to go a little bit more offensively, obviously, and it did the trick. And considering the levels we come from and being part-time, I honestly thought we were the only side that looked to try and win it. In extra time, we were fantastic. So, yeah, to pull it off in front of 6,500, nearly 700 of our own fans, it was outstanding, and something that we've created some great memories for all of them.
Yeah, 1,500 in all, though. The grand seats, you almost had as many as they did.
Yeah, I arrived at this football club in the summer, and it was very important to me that I managed to get that rapport with the fans and try and get them back through the doors, because they've had a barren spell of late, over the last 3 or 4 years. No disrespect to any people that were in previous to me, but they've been struggling the wrong end of the table and obviously got relegated in the summer, so it's very important that I struck a relationship back with them and tried to build that, and they've bought into me, I've bought into them. The players love them, they love the players, and it's been brilliant. Obviously, all the footage that's out there at the moment, you'll see the camaraderie and the crack between us, the players and the fans. So they're coming droves in their numbers, and the semi-final will be something special, you know. So we're looking forward to it. What's important now is we've got a number of league games to get done. Obviously, we're challenging at the top end and we're looking to win a title, so we've got to try somehow and put the FO Trophy run to bed for a while and concentrate back on our league campaign.
Good draw for you, though. You enjoy the draw? The draw, I mean, was that one that you wanted, or would you rather have had the Notts County or Harrogate?
Oh, listen, me board were desperate for Notts County for the money. I said, no, they can stick Notts County to the final. They want Royston or Concord, really. That's no disrespect to Royston or Concord. They would be over the moon to have drawn us to. But we want to try and steer clear of the two heavyweights in Harrogate and Notts County. And like I say, I'm sure Concord and Royston will tell you exactly the same and be over the moon to have us. So it's brilliant that at least there'll be one side outside the conference that will make the final, like three of us. So, yeah, fantastic draw for the three teams that are involved in our end. And it's one that I believe all three will think they can go and win. We do, that's for sure. We need to do things properly. But between now and then, as I said, we've got a big league campaign to smash into.
Well, just looking obviously at the league, you're sitting top. You've lost only two games, and like you said, you haven't lost since September. You know, you're in a fantastic position there. Has your team been made up of just this year, or has it been a building process for you?
No. Again, no disrespect whatsoever. But when I arrived in the summer, they were relegated for a reason. They were relegated because the team wasn't strong enough. And unfortunately, I knew being a local lad, managed Redditch last year. I knew that there was the majority of the squad, and I need to move out and bring new players in. So, bar one, I got rid of everyone in the summer. So, the 21 that were signed for the club, I kept one of the 21 and completely rebuilt it. So, I put a brand new squad together in the summer. Some of the seven of the lads that I brought with me from Redditch when I signed here, so seven knew each other. But yeah, it's been a brand new squad from the summer, and that's the best thing about this group. The average age is 23. They're a group that can grow. They're a group that can continue to improve. So as long as they keep their feet on the floor, then this could just be the beginning of a real good journey for them. You know, just not just this season, but seasons to come. It's in its infancy, really. I'm looking forward to working for a long time.
So what do you think the secret of success is then, mate? Obviously, if it is a brand new side, you know, it's difficult to get everyone to gel together so soon.
Yeah, I'm a tough taskmaster, I've got to be honest, and I think you'll find this, if you ask the players the question, they say they hate playing for me in one way, because I am, I'm into the smallest details, it's got to be perfect, everything, so we're in Tuesday, Thursday, every week. It's all about hard work. I base everything about hard work. I don't believe in life, let alone football, you get anywhere unless you work hard, so that's what the basis of it all is, and you've got to make sure you can build that camaraderie and crack, and I also believe is the right kind of person. Forget footballers for a moment, but you need the right kind of people involved when it comes to footballers. So I've perhaps even dropped to, there's better players I could have bought to the football club, but I didn't think they had the right mentality to buy into what I was looking to try and do. This group has. It's no coincidence to me that they're producing brilliant results and performances at the moment.
Again, this question I asked Michael earlier as well, and I maybe expect the same answer, and you've mostly been asked this question untold times. What would you prefer, the trip to Wembley or the promotion?
Me personally, promotion. I've walked into the football club and my read it was to win promotion for the football club. That stands out. That said, and like you said before, it's a real tough question, isn't it? And everyone wants both, really. I managed Bromsgrove Sporting and got to semi-final of the FA Vars 4 years ago, and that still was a horrible, horrible time to go out. So now we've got to be geared up to try and win them both, and that's where we're at. That's what we look to try and do. So, I think the fans and the players also would say that the final in the trophy. But for me, I think I've still got to put the promotion as my first aim. That was my first aim when I arrived, yeah. And this is a huge, huge bonus.
What's it done financially for the club, the run in the FA trophy?
Yeah, the directors and the board will say not much because I've spent most of it. So, we took the lads out at the free bar on Saturday. We beat Halifax, and the board were brilliant. They allowed me to keep the lads up there on the Saturday after we beat Halifax. We stopped in Leeds and they paid for the hotels and the beer. So, they'll definitely tell you there's not much left. But no, it's been brilliant. I think you'll see more of it and better of it as seasons go on now. It was important. There's two new owners came into the club over the last 18 months, and they've been unbelievable. I've got to say that because, as I said, they employ me, but they've been fantastic. They've cleared the debt of the football club. The ground's been improved. Everything about the place is going in the right direction, and now we're lucky enough to be able to put some footballers on a football pitch that are pulling up trees at the moment. So I think you'll find that the rewards financially will be more long term than they are short term, with obviously sponsors hopefully coming in, new sponsors coming in, hopefully if we can get promoted, looking at bigger crowds, etc. So it's a long term project. We've got ideas to sort of get ourselves into that conference level. You know, I've just signed a contract for the club, an 18 month rolling one, and I'd never have done that if the club's ambition didn't match mine, and similarly I don't think they'd have me if it was the other way around. So we're all pulling in the same direction, which is huge, and we're all enjoying the journey at the moment.
Do you think you could have waited a little bit longer for that Wembley final and signed a new contract, maybe a few more pence in there?
Completely agree with you. Yeah, I've probably dropped a bit of a clanger there.
You could have added it in the old provisions.
No, you're right. You're completely right. But joking apart, every year, whenever I've been, I take the players away for the end of the season. So it's Benidorm again this year. But I've definitely pulled the board and said, listen, if you get promotion and get to Wembley, I'm expected to be able to challenge that Benidorm trip to a Vegas trip. So they haven't given me a yes yet, but they haven't given me a no either. So fingers crossed to see how that one works out.
That's great. Just obviously looking at the league and what you're saying, you've played 24 games, and some of that must be down to the weather as well, I would think. Is the fixture backlog looking a little bit tough for you?
Some people might say it does, but not for me really. No, we got 19 very good footballers here that bought into the squad rotation that I deal with. So there's three that have been missing out sort of week on week, or it was Saturday, Tuesday. So we've been mixing up 5 or 6 changes every week. It's massive to me. It's the way I do things. I look to try and get a squad of 18, 19 of very similar ability. So I haven't got a best 11. I've got a very good 18. So we're working that really, really well, and I think it's helped to an extent the amount of fixtures fixtures we've had, because it's been I've been able to keep all that fresh, keep that nice and tight, and make sure I've been getting games for everyone. So no, you won't get no excuses from me. I think we're doing very, very well in both competitions at the moment, and yes, we've got some fixtures to get in now. I think we're completely full on Tuesday nights now, so if there are any more cancellations or any more problems, then we're into Thursdays now. That could be a different sort of kettle of fish if we're Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday towards the end of the season, but at the moment, no, I can cope with Saturday, Tuesdays. There were no excuses if we didn't fail at any stage because of that.
Okay, and also just going back again to the trophy, with the Concord Royston game being called off Saturday, does that give you slight advantage over them that you can send someone down and go and watch the game yourself?
I have a scout that works for me that goes and watches all my positions, so whether it's a league game or a trophy game, it makes no difference. So we do all our homework and do things properly. So we've got a bit of a pitch inspection. We've supposed to play in Berkhamsted tomorrow, but there's a bit of a pitch inspection at midday. So if that's off, I'll be going down to the Canvey Island, isn't it, Concord? I'll be going down there myself, three and a half hours, and I'll get down there and I'll go and watch it myself with my scout. Well, if not, my scout's definitely going. So
give yourself an extra hour to get onto the island, trust me.
Oh dear,
the traffic is outrageous to get there.
Well, I'm glad you've said that. So my chairman's listening, or my chairwoman's listening, so she'll make sure it books me a hotel so I don't have to drive home. It's too dangerous driving home at that time of night after that game that far. So, it's one we're looking forward to. We can't wait. We'll have 2,000 or 3,000 at our place, and we'll take 1,000 to whichever side comes through that. They'll fancy their chances too. And what a humbling of a tie it'll be.
Yeah. Are you home or away first?
We're at home first. Yeah, right. 21st we're at home.
What sort of crowds do you think you'll get for that?
We'll be in the region of between 2,000 and 3,000, but I thought that's sort of the estimated, that's sort of where we are. So we've had the bigger games so far this year, Uxringham at home, we've had sort of 1,200 or 1,300. We think we'll sort of double that quite easily with the semi-final. So yeah, we're sort of in between 2,000 and 3,000 estimated.
Okay. Do you also, just another question for you. People may have asked you, you're sitting top of the league, you're doing well in the trophy. Some people say, does the trophy hindrance your league position? But where you're sitting at the moment, only lost twice, the trophy run just must be an absolute bonus for you as well. It must be actually helping you.
Yeah, I agree. I got asked this question about Christmas time, and I think some managers, no disrespect to anybody, use it as an excuse, don't they? That obviously the cup runs have hindered our league campaign. They normally do that when the league campaign isn't quite going the way they want it to go, and it's an easy get out clause for me. I completely go the other way. For me, I think it's worked hand in hand for us, and like I said, I touched on earlier with you, when you've got sort of 18 odds in very, very good footballers that are all fit, two games a week is crucial in a way, because players love to play football, they prefer to play football and train. So we're managing to shuffle the pack, like I said again earlier, we've got no best 11, we've got a fantastic 18-19, and I believe in them all, so I could pick any 11 out of that. And I think, as I said, both competitions have worked hand in hand, but I've never used it as an excuse that it could fail one or the other.
It just must be a great buzz though around the town that every game that you're playing you're winning.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like, I can't deny that it's fantastic. But it's very, very important. Like I said to the boys on Saturday, it's very, very important they keep their feet on the ground. They got to this position now in winning a lot of games of football. They've got there through endeavour, through honesty, and through hard work. And as soon as they start taking the foot off the gas or start thinking that they've done it, they'll start losing games again. So yeah, as much as it's brilliant, as much as there's lots of pats on backs at the moment, we've done nothing yet. We've had a fantastic season up till now, but it's so easy, as you both know, the wheels can fall off in football very, very quickly. So it's so important we keep cracking the whip, keep them focused, and keep their heads down and keep them grafting. And if they do, then they've got a chance of creating some history for Hales Owen. But it's very, very important that I keep them at it.
Well, looking at, obviously, looking at your league, your actual stats, your secret success has got to be your defensive record. You've only conceded 15 goals in your 24 games.
Yeah, it's some record, isn't it? That's the bottom line. It's been fantastic, and again, it's not just from a defensive point of view. It's from all over the park. We look to set up, not to concede goals, but. It's probably one player, Paul McCone, the skipper I brought in from Stourbridge last year. I was amazed, sort of Stourbridge let him go in the summer. He was their captain last year at Step 3, and fantastic footballer, a local lad, and I managed to get into him and get him here, and he's no thrills. He's big, he's strong, he's horrible, he's loud, and he's rallied his troops and got his boys around him, and he's been outstanding. He's not the only one, though. Jordan Piggott, the Rob Evans, he's the Andy Parsons. We've got a very, very strong defensive unit that are keeping many, many, I think it's 12 clean sheets in the last 17 or something like that. So it's a team effort, it's a group effort, and they're all pulling in the right direction and getting the results.
Great. Again, I don't want to be disrespectful to this team, but I've got to ask the question. How did you? What was the score when you played Wantage?
Wantage at their place.
We only played them once
so far. We're due to play them. Unfortunately, it's been cancelled now because it's one of the semi-final dates, right. So we haven't played them at home yet. Listen, I don't like seeing any club struggling at the wrong end of the division and getting beat like, unfortunately, Wantage have done on numerous occasions. It must be horrible to be board members, to be staff, and more importantly, fans watching a club go through that kind of season. So my hats gets took off for them to still be turning up week in, week out, and giving it a go every week. So that's the first thing that needs to be said, because without clubs like that, you won't get clubs at the top of the league either.
That's right. I'm just saying, for anyone that don't know, they've played 27 games and they've conceded 113 goals. We had something similar down here before, didn't we, with Godalming.
You get them all over the place. In most leagues, you get clubs that in the same sort of boat, don't you? And hopefully, in years to come, Wantage will have their day similar to ours. Like I say, it's not something you like to see. No. Don't get me wrong, we've got to play them still at our place, and I hope we turn them over. But it's not the nicest league table to look at from their point of view.
I mean, just looking, I know it's not nice, and just as you said, but away from yours, so just looking at there, they had three games where they lost 7-0, 7-0, 9-0.
Like I say, it's a tough situation that they find themselves in, and you've got to take your hat off to the people that are down there and working hard still, because a lot of them are volunteers that are throwing all the time and effort at it, and the one thing that's important to volunteers is a game of football on a Saturday afternoon that makes or breaks the week. It does for me, so if I lose, I'm horrific, and to be losing every week like they are at the moment, it must be a tough place, and like I say to you before, I take my hat off to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, with the two sides, have you really got a preference, though, between Concord and Royston? I mean, which one would you rather take on?
No preference at all, really. I've come across Royston a number of times previously. I played them twice last year, won one, lost one. And I know more about Royston than I do about Concord, so there might be a slight bonus there. But I love going to new places, I love playing new sides, so that's definitely a bonus if it was Concord. In my opinion, Royston are flying at the moment. They're a real good, strong outfit and doing very, very well. Mm. If I thought, I might be completely wrong here, but I'd suggest Royston will be going into that game as a slight favourite out of the two, so even though it's at Concord. So we'll see. I've got no preference whatsoever on either of them. I think both will be difficult. Both will bring their own style of play to the game. Both will cause us problems, but likewise, both will have weaknesses which we'll have to identify and look to capitalise on.
Concord, it's a difficult place to go over there. Obviously, it is right by the sea. You'll see if you go tomorrow, if your game's off. But they've got some quite passionate fans over there as well, being on the island. So, I know Concord quite well. Not as much as Royston. Obviously, I've looked into Royston. They're having a very good season themselves. Either though, but like I said, with your run already in the trophy, the side you've beaten, and after Saturday's result and top, that I think every side, even Notts County, would have wanted to stay away from you, I think.
Yeah, it's lovely to hear that. It makes a huge, for a Step 4 side now in a semi-final, and for someone like yourself to be saying even Notts County would have been sort of avoiding us, it says a lot about what we're doing at the moment. Yeah. But and you're right, to go to Maidenhead, because we haven't just beat three conference sides, we've beaten them away from home, so we've Maidenhead away, Halifax away, and now these. So yeah, it's huge, but what you do in previous rounds won't make any difference when you get to the semi-finals, so we have to make sure that we're right at it again. And what would be brilliant with, whether it's Royston, whether it's Concord, we'll have 1,000 fans down there, we'll probably have more. We took nearly 700 to on Saturday, and the buzz around the place is even bigger now, so we'll take 1,000 wherever we go, so we'll be back to interview huge numbers, and we've got to give them everything we can, and hopefully it's enough. If it's not, then what a journey we've been on to get this far as a step four club. But we still believe, we still hope, as you can imagine we all do, and we'll see where it takes us.
Would you prefer though as a manager for the semi-final to be a one-legged affair?
Good question. No, I quite like the idea of a two-legged tie. I think it gives both sets of fans, some that can't travel away, a good opportunity. I think it's a money spinner for both clubs, because obviously you get two good gates in both games. I think it builds the crack about the situation, about where you're at. So I've got no problems at all with it being a two-legged tie. Mm.
Well, listen, Paul, we wish you all the very, very best, you know, in the semi-final, yeah. Whoever it is you get, Concord or Royston. We've got the manager of Concord on next, but it'd be interesting to see his point of view as well. But we do wish you all the very, very best for the rest of the season. And hopefully you manage to get we get to see you at the final.
You star, thank you very much for the call. I do appreciate it.
No problems at all.
All the best, Paul.
Thanks, mate.
Take care, both.
Bye-bye. Bye.